Well, this is a familiar passage. You've actually heard it. If you came Christmas Eve, you heard it twice in the last few days. We read this whole passage Friday night as well, and it's usually part of a Christmas time reading, the angels and the shepherds. But our focus is on the angels and the shepherds, right? It's this long, long passage, and Mary and Joseph just get mentioned at the end because the shepherds go to see them, and there they are. But what I want to focus on this morning is just that bit at the very end, really just verse 19. What was going on with Mary? Jesus had just been born. She had already been through an incredible story already. But what was going on with her? So verse 19 says this, Mary treasured all these things. We don't really know exactly what that is. Is that everything that the shepherds said had just happened with the angel choir and, you know, these hillside rugged guys coming to see the baby and crowding in wherever they were. Was that all these things, or did it go back further than that to the young Mary finding out she was going to have a baby because an angel messenger came to her, and then her the one to whom she was engaged, Joseph, also getting an angel message and not leaving her but staying with her, and the whole traveling to Bethlehem, giving birth in a stable. Is that all these things? I think probably so. I can't even imagine all that was rolling through her heart and mind and spirit. But here's the part I want to look at. All these things, what does this one verse tell us that Mary did with that? She treasured all these things. She pondered all these things in her heart. When I read the word treasure, my mind raced forward a couple of years, about 30 years or so, to the number of times Jesus talked about treasure. And I wonder if his teaching and the way he talked about that word was related at all to what went on in his mother's heart as she maybe told him the story of his birth, the story of the angels and the shepherds as he was growing up. Several times he would use images of treasure. He would talk about the kingdom of God being like a pearl of great price, a great treasure worth selling all that you have just to obtain this one thing to be treasured. When he encountered the rich young ruler, the man asked him what he needed. He kept all the law of God. What did he need to do to see the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus told him to sell all that he had, all that he had treasured and accumulated, give it away to those in need. Jesus another time made the statement, you can't serve both God and mammon, which is kind of the god of money, of not just having wealth, but pursuing it kind of as a life goal kind of thing. Mary treasured all that had happened to her. It was of great value to her. The word treasure, actually, if you look at its origin, it means to guard or to keep safe, which is what you would do if you had a treasure, right? You might even put it in a safe. But it's related to words going back into the Hebrew in the Old Testament where people would guard or keep God's word, God's law, God's commandment, keep it in their heart. So all of this, Mary treasured, she guarded, she kept safe what had happened to her, what God had said to her, all that God had done with her. And that leads me to ask my first question, which is, what do you treasure? And I'll be honest, every moment of this preacher's day isn't spent singing hymns to the Lord, giving thanks for all those great spiritual treasures. I do treasure my salvation and knowledge of God, but just like the next person, I might fancy the big TV that I saw at your house or the car that you're driving or anything else. But the idea of treasure is, what is it that you pursue in life? What is it that you want to put at the center of your life? What is your treasure, your true heart's goal? And again, that's that pearl of great price that Jesus described. And if you're not sure if you found your treasure, what would you do or give to get it, to obtain it? That again reminds me of Jesus, the person who sold all they had to obtain the pearl of great price, the kingdom of heaven. Mary treasured what God had done in her life, I wrestled this week with what does that look like, to treasure something that God has done rather than a material object like a TV or a car or wealth? What does it mean to treasure an act that someone, particularly God, has done for me? What does it mean to treasure God's love for you, for me, God's salvation for you and for me? Does it lead me to praise? Does it lead me to worship? Does it lead me, if I can treasure what God has done in my life, does it reorder my life somewhat? My goals become different. My priorities different. The things that I guard and keep safe are reoriented. I guess the practical question, I mean, these are not things, I'm sure we are alike. I don't walk around all day thinking about what I treasure in general or do I treasure the Lord. But to do that, I have to take time to remember, what has God done in my life? Am I thankful for it? Do I treasure it? So I need to take time to remember and give thanks and pray. The other thing that verse 19 tells us about Mary is that not only did she treasure all these things, what God had done, but she was pondering them in her heart. That's actually a word I like to use a lot. Often, if somebody asks me something, I don't know the answer to it, I'll say, I'll ponder that. If you've been around me, you may have heard me say that. But I'm serious. It means to think deeply about something. And when I say it, it's usually, I need a little time to give you a good answer to that. I need to think about it. I need to ruminate on it. Or if you're a cook, marinate on these things, right? Sometimes it's pondering is an active internal dialogue, you know, where I'm going through the different questions and answers. It's almost like there's a team of Roberts, and maybe I'll bring in, you know, my dad or Heather's voice or some professor I had or a friend, and kind of try to figure all this out internally. Sometimes that's pondering. Other times it's simply being quiet and getting away from all the distractions, right, to just have some space to meditate on the question or the challenge, or the situation. Both of those, and anything in between, that's all pondering. There is a spiritual practice of pondering, which may look like quiet time with the Lord, with the scripture, or prayer with the Lord, or simply silence before the Lord, trying to sense where God is leading you. God has built into creation itself, and his law, and his pattern for us, the Sabbath, which is every seventh day to rest. One reason for which, I think, is to ponder and probably to treasure what God has done, what God is doing. And so to set aside a regular time to be before the Lord, to be quiet and remember and regard what God has done. That story of Mary treasuring and pondering is right in the middle of, and both sides of her, are the shepherds who have heard this great message, this amazing news, good news of great joy for all people, and it was sung by an angel host, an army of angels, and they're all full of the news, and they're wanting to go see, and they tell, and they share, and people wonder when they hear the story of what happened. And that's a third invitation God gives us and a responsibility God gives us, which is if we have the news, if we remember, and certainly if we treasure what God has done, we also want to share what God has done. And I would suggest that it doesn't take an angel choir. That's not your qualification to share, but it's what Mary has done. If we'll take time to remember, ponder what God has done, grow to love and treasure and be thankful for what God has done, then it is natural to then want to share what God has done. And in part, we have the story because somebody told it to Luke. Maybe he found a shepherd. But there's too many details about Mary's life to also not think that Mary told Luke the details of her story and all these things that had happened to her. So she too was led to share. In the coming 2 months, I'm going to give you a little preview of what's coming. I want to give us some opportunities and give myself opportunities with you to do just this, to treasure what God has done, to maybe I should switch the order, to ponder what God has done in your life, in our collective life, in and around you, what God is still doing, because we believe God is still moving, to ponder that, right? To ruminate on it, to think about it, to maybe wrestle with it, and then also to treasure, to become grateful and thankful for God's presence in our life, and then to talk about how do we share that, and to I want to help equip you to share that. So in January and February, the theme for those months comes from a beloved hymn, Blessed Assurance. It's going to be, This is My Story, This is My Song. And each week I'm going to invite, hopefully without too much arm twisting, invite someone to share a part of their testimony in the service. And if you like, to pick a song that goes along with your story, and we'll sing it in church along with you. If we can play it, we'll sing it. And I will look at, in the sermons, what God has done and is doing. And my hope is that collectively, together, we'll do this spiritual exercise, maybe they call it the Mary exercise, of pondering, treasuring, and sharing the good news of great joy, because we do believe God is alive and on the move and involved with us, right, in our lives. So let me pray and give thanks for God, and we'll continue with the service. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the good news of great joy revealed on that hillside to the shepherds. We also give you thanks for the holy pattern that Mary demonstrates to us of not just letting these holy moments come and go, some of them hard, challenging moments, but ones where you are there. Lord, we're challenged to take notice, to ponder, to weigh, what are you doing? And to find ourselves grateful, treasuring your presence in our life. We are thankful for your presence in our life. And so, Lord, would you open up our mouths and our lives to give glory to you all around us. We love you, Lord. We thank you for this great gift that we celebrate at Christmas and all year round. And we pray in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.